Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I love teaching. I love preaching. And those are freebies, if you understand what I'm saying, okay? It's the Monday through Saturday, so we give ourselves, it takes a lot of study to prepare lessons. It takes a lot of study to prepare sermons and all, to make hospital visits, to do other things, to do, had three funerals over the past week and a half. Things that are necessary for a pastor to do, I use, for lack of a better term, that's what y'all pay me for. There's a better term than that. Somebody help me with a better term than pay. Provide. Thank you, Lisa. Was that you? Who said that? Candace, thank you. Y'all provide that way I could be able to do these things and not have to work secularly. Is it wrong for somebody to work secularly? Absolutely not. Matter of fact, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Sometimes it's necessary. Let me go on the other side. Some pastors who are, I shouldn't say this, I won't say it. Yeah, I won't say it. Some pastors ain't worth a plug nickel. I'm just saying. They're full-time in a church. I know some, and I ain't gonna. Monday through Saturday, you couldn't find them. If you looked, if you tried, you couldn't find them for nothing. They're out doing, except what, it is true, though. It's true. Here's what Jesus said about taking care of folk. Matthew chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. He's sending out his disciples. He says this, provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet stays, for the workman is worthy of his meat. In other words, you don't worry about yourself. As you go around preaching, the people will take care of you. I'll take care of you, God. Jesus said, I'll take care of you, but through the people. Right. Luke chapter number 10. Jesus again refers to this about his disciples being taken care of. Verse number 7. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such thing as they give. In other words, they will provide for you. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. And go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things and are set before you. So you see the principle Jesus is telling his disciples. You go, don't take money with you, either purse or gold. Listen, by faith, God will take care of you. Amen. Through his people. They'll provide for you. They'll feed you, they'll clothe you, they'll house you. And so that Jesus is talking about that in the Gospels. And Paul is reminding them, 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, remember out the priest. And then he talks about verse number 14, even so the Lord hath ordained. When did he ordain that? Well, we read Matthew and Luke. This is what he's talking about. Those that preach the gospel should live of the gospel. In other words, those who are being fed spiritually, then you should take care of the one who is feeding you spiritually. And we looked at that earlier last week, where the workman, the farmer, could eat of the fruit of his field. The shepherd could eat of the milk of the sheep, take part of the flock and all. So he's referring again in verse number 14, the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel live of the gospel. Now he's flipping it. This is what ought to happen. In verse number 15, but, I've not used none of these things. Remember, he had the power. He had the authority. You need to take care of me. But he didn't do that because of the weaker brother. He didn't want to offend anybody. So Paul didn't mandate that. We're going to get that just a little bit. I've used none of these things. Neither have I written these things that it should be so done unto me. Literally, here's what he's saying. Paul had the right to be supported by the church, but he did not use that right. And in writing this, Paul was not hinting. I put this in my quotes in my notes. Hinting, or was he hunting for support? when he said this, I'm not writing you these things in order for you to do this. That's why he's saying this. I'm not written you. He used that word written. I'm not written these things in order for you to support me. This isn't the reason I'm writing you these things. In other words, he's not hinting, hint, 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 and you take care of me. Neither was he hunting, trying to get them, okay, maybe now they'll take care of me. He had taken nothing from the church at Corinth. Turn me, I want you to see this in 2 Corinthians chapter number 7. Turn me there and look at this. Let's begin in verse number 9. I said 7, it's 11. Verse 7. Okay, 2 Corinthians 11:7. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that ye might be exalted? Remember, he's writing to the same church at Corinth. This is his second letter. Because I preached to you the gospel of God freely. In other words, without charge to you. I was there and I preached freely. Look at verse number 8. Now remember the context. I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. Now, when we think of the word robbed, it's like a hold up. But what he's saying, I took from other churches supported me to benefit you. So that's the thought. I robbed other churches who were supporting me just so I could take care of you. In a certain way. Absolutely right. Here the church at Corinth was getting a freebie. And I believe that's one of the reasons they had a lot of problems. Remember that he told the church in chapter number 3, man, you're carnal. Some says I'm a Paul, some I'm a Cephas, some have said I'm of Apollos. And then the super spiritual one says, well, I'm of Jesus. Now that wasn't a compliment. That was actually, those are those super Christians that had the C on their cape or whatever. Well, I'm of Jesus, you know, that kind of thing. A lot of their problem was they were selfish, they were carnal, they wouldn't even take care of the preacher. And Paul said, listen, when I was with you, I robbed the other churches. Here I was taking care of you to do you service. Verse number 9. And when I was present with you and wanted, and I was in need, I was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia, we heard something about Macedonia this week. The brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. Other churches supplied Paul's need, and it wasn't from that sorry church at Corinth. And that, by the way, is why he's correcting them. They had a lot. They were charismatic. I can't wait until we get to chapter number 12. If you remember, they wrote Paul six things they wrote Paul. They had some problems. They had questions. Paul, remember in chapter number 7, we looked at this. Paul, I'm saved. My wife is unsaved or my husband's unsaved. What do I do? Can I stay married to him? Yes, you stay married to him. If they be pleased to stay married, stay married. Remember, Paul, here's another question. What about my virgin? We talked about that. What do I do about her? Chapter number 8. Paul, what do we do about these things offered to idols? All these things. He answered these questions. In chapter number 12, he says, now concerning spiritual gifts. They asked about spiritual gifts. They had a lot of questions, a lot of problems. And a lot of it because they were carnal, they were selfish, and they didn't learn this thing about giving.
Amen.
We've learned something about grace giving this week, and that a lot of that here. And he said, y'all didn't give, but I was chargeable no man. The other people from Macedonia supplied, and all things, verse number 9, I've kept myself from being burdensome to you, and so will I keep myself. In other words, I'm not going to ask you for a dime. That's what he's saying in layman's language. I've not asked for anything and I will not ask for anything from you. Verse number 10. As the truth in Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of a cave. Why I need to move on. Wherefore, why did I do this? Because I love you. Not? God knoweth. Let's go a little farther. Look in chapter number 12, verses 13. 17. He still is addressing this.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through 1 Corinthians. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.